This is a reading of The Bitcoin Threat Model by J.W. Weatherman, read by Guy Swan, host of the Crypto Economy Podcast. The Bitcoin Threat Model, a security review of the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. Motivation. The Bitcoin Threat Model is intended to help developers, investors, and users better understand the security of Bitcoin. Threats are assumed to be any activity designed to prevent Bitcoin from accomplishing its mission to become cash, including a unit of account. Conclusion. Currently, there are no threats that have been identified that could prevent or significantly slow adoption of Bitcoin as cash. However, new threats could be discovered, or existing threats may prove to be more impactful. Given the impact Bitcoin is likely to have and the frequency and intensity of past attacks, this remains a real possibility. To see the revision history, contribute improvements, or point out errors in this document, please see the GitHub repo. And then he's got a link here, github.com/JWWeatherman/Bitcoin_security_threat_model. But if you just go to J.W. Weatherman's GitHub page, you can find all that information there. And if you would like to financially support this and other Bitcoin community projects, buy Bitcoin. Introduction. Under each threat is a description of the threat, the safety features designed to protect against the threat, and any past examples of attacks executing the threat. Bitcoin can be attacked directly by making the software behave in a way that is ineffective as cash, or by attacking the humans that are needed to support the software. Threats are categorized as one of the following. Prevent adoption. These threats have a reasonable chance of preventing Bitcoin from being adopted as cash. Significantly slow adoption. These threats have a reasonable chance of significantly slowing the adoption of Bitcoin as cash. And then no impact on adoption. These threats have no reasonable chance of significantly slowing the adoption of Bitcoin as cash. 2. Software threats. Software threats are threats that take advantage of security flaws within the software to prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash. Creating a transaction. Owners of Bitcoin can send their Bitcoin to another user by creating a digitally signed transaction and broadcasting it to the Bitcoin network. The piece of software that creates transactions is called a wallet. For a transaction to be accepted by the network, it must be digitally signed using the owner's private key. Keeping the private keys secret is also handled by the Bitcoin wallet software. An attacker could steal a user's private keys to steal their Bitcoin. If an attacker can gain access to a user's private key, he can send the associated Bitcoin to himself. Safety features. Because each Bitcoin user maintains his own private keys, an attacker can only steal from one person at a time. This greatly reduces the incentive for an attacker because in most centralized systems, such as banks, credit reporting agencies, and brokerages, a successful attack could result in access to the funds of thousands of users. As long as thefts of private keys is not systemic, it will not prevent the adoption of Bitcoin as cash. This is especially true as long as theft of private keys remains more difficult than the theft of government money. Hardware wallets are gaining in popularity, and they make theft of private keys nearly impossible without physical access to the device and password or PIN number. This is a level of security that is far higher than is common in banking. Past attacks. Bitcoin owner has their private keys stolen in 2011 when keeping private keys safe was far more difficult. BitcoinTalk.org and link to the message. Bitcoin owners give away their private keys on Sheep. That's the name of the service. And this is an article linking to TheVerge.com about Sheep Marketplace. Sheep was one of the darknet marketplaces. And then Bitcoin owners give away their private keys on Mt. Gox. And a Wired.com article about the Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox and the people who lost their money when handing their keys over to that exchange. No impact on adoption. Although users need to be careful to keep their private keys safe, Bitcoin remains the most secure digital asset. An attacker could use a quantum computer to guess everyone's private keys. If an attacker could gain access to everyone's private keys, he could steal every Bitcoin. Safety features. The private key is so large that it would take more energy than is produced by the sun in its entire lifetime to power a computer capable of guessing it. Past attacks. There have been no known attempts to perform this attack. No impact on adoption. This attack is probably impossible. It is very unlikely that quantum computing or any other field of scientific research will result in such a drastic rewriting of our understanding of the basic laws of physics that guessing private keys would become possible. Broadcasting a transaction to the network. After a transaction is created, it is relayed over the Bitcoin network. An attacker could broadcast a fake transaction to the network in order to steal Bitcoins. If an attacker could convince the network that a transaction was legitimate, he could transfer Bitcoins from a victim's balance to his own. Safety features. The Bitcoin network will reject any transactions that are not digitally signed by the private keys of the owner of the Bitcoins. If a flaw in the digital signature mechanism is discovered, the Bitcoin network could consider any transactions after the flaw was discovered to be invalid. This would be far from ideal, as some legitimate transactions could be ignored, but this possibility reduces the incentives for attackers to attempt this attack. Digital signatures are a fundamental building block of computer security and have proven to be effective and secure in many applications, including Bitcoin. Past attacks. There have been no known attempts to perform this attack. No impact on adoption. It is unlikely that a flaw will be discovered that allows an attacker to forge a digital signature. An attacker could broadcast a large number of transactions that pay himself in order to clog the network. Because anyone can broadcast a transaction on the Bitcoin network, it is possible for an attacker to broadcast a large number of transactions that transfer Bitcoins to themselves. The Bitcoin network has no way to distinguish between legitimate transactions and transactions created with the intention of clogging the network. If the network is unable to process legitimate transactions, Bitcoin would not be suitable as cash. Safety features. Bitcoin transactions are processed in order of the fees associated with the transaction. This makes congesting the network with frivolous transactions costly. Layer 2 and sidechain networks allow Bitcoin transactions to be consolidated. This decreases the demand for space for transactions, making more room for both legitimate and frivolous transactions. Layer 2 and sidechain technologies allow Bitcoin transactions to be consolidated, and this increases the amount of fees that can be paid for legitimate transactions, since each single transaction actually represents a batch of transactions. This will make this attack more expensive, as frivolous transactions would have even more difficulty outbidding the legitimate transactions. Bitcoin limits the number of transactions that can be processed using a block size limit. This is actually block weight now. This ensures that clogging the network would require competing for space through the fees. Past attacks. Bitcoin spam attacks occurred throughout 2015 and 2017. And he's got a link here to an article, BraveNewCoin.com. Bitcoin spam attacks stressed the network for at least 18 months, claims software developer. If you have not heard or read about that, I definitely... The spam attacks have been a very interesting thing to read about. So that's definitely one to dig into. A Bitcoin investor is fearful that this will prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash. and then a steemit.com article by at Superfreak, F-R-E-E-K, talking about the spam attack and 200,000 unconfirmed transactions. And then this Bitcoin spam attack is used as support for attack 2.5.3, which we have not gotten there yet, but we'll talk about in just a second. And this is a BitcoinMagazine.com article, The Curious Case of Bitcoin's Moby Dick Spam and Miners Have Confirmed It. No impact on adoption. Although this attack has been performed regularly in recent months, its only effect has been occasional transaction delays and higher fees. It has not significantly slowed adoption. This is partially due to the fact that Bitcoin is so early in its evolution to become money that it is still in the store of value stage, and partially because investors are aware that new features are on the way that will make this attack impractical. An attacker could identify the participants in transactions through network traffic analysis. Bitcoin transactions are broadcast across the internet by the sender. If an attacker can view network traffic and discover the source and destination of transactions, this would make Bitcoin less suitable for cash. Safety features. Bitcoin destination addresses are randomly generated for each transaction and not tied to an individual's identity. Bitcoin is an open-source project with growing participation and regular contributions from the top cryptographers and software security experts. It is likely that additional safety features will be added to address this issue soon. If you are a regular listener to the podcast, you know that a lot of this stuff actually has already come to fruition now since this was written. So I encourage you to go back to previous episodes and just do a little hunting. There's a ton to read about the Bitcoin privacy features. Bitcoin transactions can be sent from anonymous networks, such as free Wi-Fi hotspots at coffee shops. However, this is still a major inconvenience, and it can still reveal the sender's general location. Past attacks. The NSA collects and stores all internet traffic. It is reasonable to assume all Bitcoin transactions are archived and analyzed so that they are easily readable and tied to individuals. And an article here from TheGuardian.com, well, really it's a link to a presentation for NSA's X Key Score, as it's called. And it's a program that, quote, collects nearly everything a user does on the internet. Access to this data may currently be limited to the thousands of employees and contractors that work for governments friendly to the U.S., but it is likely that this data will be more broadly distributed through a leak or a hack if it hasn't been already. Wikipedia.org /wiki/xkeyscore for more details and source. Block Cipher has developed a graph network analysis system which links activities on the Bitcoin blockchain and attempts to resolve activity back to individuals. They also run machine learning models against each Bitcoin transaction to score its association with gambling, drugs, etc. This system is partially detailed in the following talk given at a big data conference and a link to a YouTube video. No impact on adoption. Bitcoin transactions can be tied to these senders by analyzing network traffic. However, unless Bitcoin transactions become less secure than government money transactions, this is unlikely to prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash. It is also likely that additional safety features will be added before this flaw has a significant impact on adoption. An attacker could identify the participants in a transaction through public transaction data. Bitcoin transactions are published on the public ledger, and they contain the source, destination, approximate time, and amount of each transaction. If it is possible for an attacker to discover the people involved in a transaction, this would make Bitcoin less attractive as cash. Safety features. Bitcoin destination addresses are randomly generated for each transaction and not tied to an individual's identity. Even with this fault, Bitcoin remains more secure than government money for transactions. Bitcoin is an open source project with growing participation and regular contributions from the top cryptographers and software security experts. It is likely that additional safety features will be added to address this issue soon. Again, there are now many different technologies and projects around this exact problem. Past attacks. Ross Ulbricht's transactions are traced by the FBI. A Wired article from 2015, prosecutors traced 13.4 million bitcoins to Silk Road Ross Ulbricht's laptop. Medium risk. Bitcoin transactions can be tied to the senders by analyzing the public ledger. However, unless Bitcoin transactions become less secure than government money transactions, it's unlikely to prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash. It is also likely that additional safety features will be added before the flaw has a significant impact. Confirming Bitcoin transactions. Bitcoin transactions are confirmed through a process called mining. To prevent double spending of transactions, they are grouped together and a difficult math problem is solved using this set of transactions and the previous set of transactions as inputs. Sets of transactions are called blocks. The math problem is so difficult that a significant amount of money must be spent on electricity in order to solve the problem. The person that solves the math problem is rewarded with Bitcoin in the form of transaction fees included by the senders of transactions and a block reward where additional bitcoins are created. Solving this math problem is called finding a block. Everyone running mining software is competing to be the first to find the next block. An attacker could run mining software in order to prevent transactions from being confirmed. Because anyone is able to download and run the software that confirms transactions on the Bitcoin network, it is possible for an attacker to mine blocks without including transactions. Safety features. Transactions include transaction fees. If an attacker ignores these transactions, he will not be able to collect the associated transaction fee. If an attacker ignores a transaction in a block, it is likely that he will not be the miner that solves the next block. So he will have only succeeded in delaying the transaction for a short period of time. In order to delay a transaction for a longer period of time, an attacker would need to dedicate more computing power to the network. This would be expensive because he would have to spend a lot of money on electricity and computer hardware, and his only reward would be in bitcoins that would be less valuable as a result of his actions. The value of Bitcoin has been increasing rapidly since it was created. Many individuals with the funding and knowledge to execute this attack would gain more from investing in Bitcoin than from attacking it. Unlike other proof-of-work systems, the Bitcoin proof-of-work doesn't generate anything desirable to the marketplace beyond securing the network. This prevents attacks like these from being partially subsidized through the sale of the other proof-of-work outputs. Bitcoin mining uses cutting-edge chip design to produce computer power as efficiently as humanly possible. This means that an attacker could not easily develop more effective hardware in order to make this attack more cost-effective. This attack would increase fees. Increased fees would incentivize others to mine blocks with the transactions, and this would increase the cost of the attack. Past attacks. Miners are creating blocks without any transactions. BitcoinMagazine.com article, Why Do Some Bitcoin Mining Pools Mine Empty Blocks? No impact on adoption. The only effect of this attack would be to increase fees, and fees are unlikely to go high enough to significantly slow adoption, as investors anticipate that this attack will be less effective in the future. An attacker could run mining software in order to double spend bitcoins. Because anyone is able to download and run the software that confirms transactions on the Bitcoin network, it is possible for a bad actor to mine blocks without including transactions. If the attacker sends Bitcoin, he could delay that transaction until a new transaction using these same funds is confirmed by the network. This would make the initial transaction invalid after it was relayed across the network. Safety features. The cost of executing this attack increases exponentially as the transaction moves further back into the block history because the Bitcoin network considers the longest valid history to be correct. Many Bitcoin wallets don't display a transaction completely finalized until it is at least 6 blocks old. Layer 2 technologies, such as the Lightning Network, reduce this threat because transactions are confirmed instantly. And unlike other proof-of-work systems, the Bitcoin proof-of-work doesn't generate anything desirable to the marketplace beyond securing the network. This prevents attacks like these from being subsidized through the sale of some other proof-of-work output. No impact on adoption. This attack is not cost-effective. An attacker could exploit a flaw in the proof-of-work algorithm to fake the performance of work. If an attacker is able to find a flaw in the proof-of-work algorithm, he could obtain the benefits of transaction fees and block rewards without doing the work required to secure the Bitcoin network. Safety features. The proof-of-work algorithm is based on the SHA-256 hash algorithm. This algorithm has been in use for over a decade and is critical to most digital security applications, and it is believed to be secure. The Bitcoin proof-of-work has been in use in the Bitcoin network for over 8 years, and the only flaw uncovered to date only allowed the attacker to fake 20% of his work. Quick aside here. The Bitcoin network has now been working for over 10 years. We just recently hit the 10-year mark, and this has yet to be any sort of a realistic problem. And the flaw that allowed the attacker to fake 20% of his work, what he's referring to there is ASIC boost. And as far as I understand it, it's not really that they're faking 20% of the work. It's that they get a head start on the work because of how they organize the information in the next block that will be mined. But ASIC boost was originally under a patent and used solely and in secret by a single institution, but now it is free for everyone to use under the blockchain defensive patent license, and also requires that anybody who wishes to get that 20% boost in their ASIC hardware mining efficiency also has to release all of their other blockchain-related patents. So it's now, rather than a force against Bitcoin, it has actually now worked to open up licensing within the industry because you cannot essentially mine without using ASIC boost these days competitively, and that requires you to open up licensing for your other blockchain patents. Past attacks. Attackers discover a way to fake work. www.asicboost.com if you want to read a little bit or dig a little bit deeper into that. No impact on adoption. Although past attacks have been successful, they were a result of a known design flaw, transaction malleability, that has been fixed. Another short aside here, the transaction malleability, this was one of the supposed reasons against SegWit being adopted, is because it made covert ASIC boost, which is a way of doing ASIC boosts in secret, where the network would not be aware of it occurring. SegWit made that, by fixing transaction malleability, SegWit makes that impossible. Whereas overt ASIC boost, or basically ASIC boost in such a way that the network is fully aware that that's what's going on, is still possible with the transaction malleability fix. If I am not mistaken, I have not kept up with this very well since then, or since this was written, but that is my current understanding of it. An attacker could steal all of the hardware used to confirm Bitcoin transactions. If an attacker could gain control of all of the hardware used to confirm Bitcoin transactions, he could prevent some or all Bitcoin transactions from happening. Safety features. Bitcoin mining is decentralized. Mining computers are located in many geographic areas that are under the control of various criminal organizations that are hostile to one another. Even if all mining hardware could be found, coordination between hostile groups that may see Bitcoin as a lesser threat to their interests than to their rivals seems unlikely. The Bitcoin protocol was designed to keep incentives for mining in a single location as small as possible. For example, the delay between a miner finding a block and the rest of the miners knowing about this discovery is short. Miners are, to some degree, aware of this threat. This encourages miners to remain anonymous and keep their locations secret. If this attack is attempted, this awareness will be greatly increased. An attacker could claim to be Satoshi and remove a safety feature from the next version of Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto is the name of the author of the original Bitcoin white paper and software. Because he is so well respected in the Bitcoin community, he, or someone pretending to be him, could attempt to remove a security feature in the next version of Bitcoin. Safety features. Satoshi Nakamoto disappeared from the Bitcoin community years ago. Since that time, many well-respected developers and security researchers have become experts in Bitcoin and the design and implementation decisions that keep it secure. Convincing the best security researchers in the world to remove a safety feature in Bitcoin would not be easy, even by someone with the reputation of Satoshi. Impersonating Satoshi is difficult because he retains ownership of Bitcoin balances. Anyone claiming to be Satoshi should be able to provide proof of his identity by sending those Bitcoins. In some debates, people have attempted to use Satoshi's vision or intention as support for their position. In these cases, an appeal to the authority of Satoshi has generally undermined the argument because it distracts from the technical advantages and disadvantages of a given design or implementation decision. Past attacks. Craig Wright impersonates Satoshi in order to remove the block size limit. DanKaminsky.com, validating Satoshi or not. He's got a link there going through a lot of information about Craig Wright and essentially his proof and argument laying out why that these are nonsense, that the signatures are fake, that the only signatures he provided were fake, and that without question this person is not Satoshi. An attacker could remove a safety feature from the next version of Bitcoin to enable a new capability. In all software projects, there is a tension between adding new features or capabilities and maintaining safety features. This is often exacerbated by the fact that safety features often prevent software from being used certain desirable ways. As an example, cars have speed limiters to prevent a car from driving as fast as the engine will allow, but it does prevent users from racing at top speed. Even in the most effective software projects, the security versus features trade-off decisions become heated and political. If an attacker is able to convince the community that a new feature is more important than an existing safety feature, the safety feature would be removed. Safety features. The Bitcoin technical community has the best software security experts working diligently to keep Bitcoin secure. Because the Bitcoin software is currently securing over $60 billion in value, the technical community is slow to make changes that could introduce security vulnerabilities. Sidechains allow new features to be deployed and deployed using Bitcoin as the asset without changing the Bitcoin network or protocol. It is likely that any significant change in the future will be deployed onto a sidechain before those features are included into Bitcoin itself. Past attacks. SegWit 2x attempts to remove the block size limit safety feature. Medium.com article by Jimmy Song, SegWit2x, what you need to know about the 2-megabyte hard fork, Bitcoin XT attempts to remove the block size limit safety feature, Medium.com article, Faith and Future, why is Bitcoin forking? Bitcoin Classic attempts to remove the block size limit safety feature, BitcoinClassic.com. No impact to adoption. This attack is unlikely to be successful. An attacker could create a copy of Bitcoin, aka fork, that is missing a safety feature and trick people into using it. Because Bitcoin is an open source project, anyone can copy the code and build their own version of Bitcoin. If they can convince someone that their version of Bitcoin is the real Bitcoin, they will have successfully removed that safety for those users. Safety features. If investors are deceived into using a version of Bitcoin that lacks the safety features of Bitcoin, that does not reduce the security of Bitcoin. While siphoning off investors from Bitcoin would delay Bitcoin from becoming money in the near term, it would accelerate the education of investors regarding the safety features of the real Bitcoin, and this would accelerate Bitcoin becoming cash. Sidechains allow new versions of Bitcoin to be created while still using Bitcoin as the asset. New versions of Bitcoin will likely be tested as a sidechain before those features are implemented into the original Bitcoin. This would give people more time to understand any changes being proposed. A little aside here, this is kind of what's going on with confidential transactions currently on the Liquid sidechain by Blockstream, if you want to dig into that a little bit. It's likely confidential transactions will never be added to the base protocol because it's too large of a change and it's very computation heavy. But regardless, this is a great example of testing a new feature on a sidechain that could one day be implemented in the actual Bitcoin. Next point. It would be very difficult to promote a version of Bitcoin without the Bitcoin community exposing the attempt as an attack. While it is still possible some investors would be deceived, they would almost certainly understand there is a significant controversy, and if they made the wrong choice, they would be more immune to this attack in the future. By its very nature, this attack involves creating a new digital asset that doesn't work as well as Bitcoin as cash. This fact will eventually become clear to all investors, making this attack ineffective over time. Past attacks. Bitcoin Cash attempts to remove the block size limit safety feature. And here he links to the Internet Archive, web.archive.org. Page of BitcoinCash.org, so you can dig a little bit deeper into Bitcoin Cash, where they were trying to remove the block size limit and did so. Bitcoin Cash is still around as of February 2019, at least. But they were removing the block size limit, which is a denial of service or spam limit built into the base protocol. No impact on adoption. This threat is unlikely to impact adoption. The Bitcoin Cash fork attack was well-funded and benefited from a major design flaw in Bitcoin, transaction malleability, referred to earlier, that has now been fixed, and a method for deploying controversial changes, minor signaling, that is unlikely to be used in the future. It still had negligible effect on the adoption of Bitcoin. An attacker could create a variety of implementations of Bitcoin in order to add a security flaw. If an attacker is able to create a new implementation of the Bitcoin software that is not thoroughly reviewed by Bitcoin security experts, he could introduce a subtle security flaw that's not discovered before it is deployed. Currently, the vast majority of expertise is focused on a single repository, and this makes it very difficult for a flaw to go undiscovered. If an attacker could create one or more Bitcoin implementations of Bitcoin, it would at minimum spread out the efforts of security experts and at most prevent some implementations from being reviewed before deployment. Safety features. The Bitcoin development community is aware of this attack and has been very vocal about the need to prevent it. Bitcoin development is very difficult, and it would be difficult to recruit competent developers to participate in this attack. The Bitcoin development community does review other implementations and has offered security fixes, both to protect Bitcoin and to expose the poor quality of some implementations before they are adopted by the unwitting. Past attacks. Bitcoin Unlimited contained security flaws that would have been caught in code review. A link to BitcoinMagazine.com article where a security researcher found a bug that knocked out Bitcoin Unlimited nodes. Bitcoin ABC contained a security flaw that would have been caught in code review. And then a reviews.bitcoinabc.org link to a critical flaw that was in Bitcoin ABC. And Bitcoin XT contained a security flaw that could have been caught in code review. And then we've got a link to a Reddit.com post on r Bitcoin XT about a Bitcoin XT bug that was network splitting. It would cause an unintentional fork and the very unprofessional response that the developers had when this was pointed out to them. Let's take a quick break and talk about our sponsor for the show. An attacker could create an insecure second layer network on top of Bitcoin. If an attacker is able to create an insecure second layer network on top of Bitcoin, he could steal all Bitcoin moved into the second layer network. Historically large thefts of Bitcoin, even when unrelated to security flaws in the Bitcoin network itself, have resulted in significant decreases to the Bitcoin price. This would allow an attacker to profit in at least two ways. First, he could gain the Bitcoin stored in the insecure Layer 2 network, and second, he could, quote, short the Bitcoin price and thereby profit from the decreased market value of Bitcoin. Safety features. An insecure Layer 2 network must contain a security flaw. This would allow honest participants to make it clear that the intent is to take advantage of the design to drain the funds. By being public about that intention and their progress towards obtaining the funds, the honest actors will likely acquire more support, for example, hash power, than the attackers. This will have a few helpful effects. First, the attackers will lose significant motivation to develop the insecure Layer 2 solution because it is unlikely they will be able to drain the funds before the honest actors. Second, knowledge of the ongoing project to drain the funds from the Layer 2 network would discourage users from moving their funds into the insecure Layer 2 network. And third, if the attackers are aware of this, they will be further demotivated to implement an insecure Layer 2 solution because the amount of funds that will be available to steal will not be significant. A side note here, the description in this seems to apply more to drive chains and something like a merged mined side chain, which miners are actually players in, and or one that maybe has a joint signature, like a multi-signature of some set of businesses or miners that are participating in this Layer 2 network. This does not apply to a newer and more recent Layer 2 network like the Lightning Network. Miners are really unrelated to that one at all. It's more to do with the actual contract. And one of the biggest security features that is actually not listed here is really just the sheer fact that one would have to opt into the Layer 2 solution. So they would specifically have to go to this Layer 2 solution, download it, and then deposit money into it for it to be stolen. Very similar to using an exchange or something like that. So making these Layer 2 solutions that could be insecure either on purpose or by accident does nothing to risk the security of the underlying Bitcoin asset. It's only if you choose to opt into this layer and then get duped by either the developer or the simply poor quality of code, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that was one that is worth noting here that's a little bit more broad and would apply to drive chains and side chains as well as something like the Lightning Network and other more recent layer two network technology. All right, let's jump back in. Past attacks. Drive chains contained a security flaw that would have allowed 51% of the miners to steal all of the funds. Another web archive link to drivechain.info. And then RSK, or Rootstock, planned to introduce a security flaw that would also allow 51% of miners to steal all of the funds. Webarchive.org as well, rsk.co. Observing confirmed transactions. In order for a transaction to be completed, the receiver must be confident that the transaction has been irreversibly confirmed by the Bitcoin network. This is performed by Bitcoin Node software. The software maintains a copy of the longest set of transactions presented to it that are valid. The Node software considers a transaction valid if it is structured correctly, digitally signed by the Bitcoin owner, and does not attempt to transfer more Bitcoin than is available to the sender. Some Bitcoin wallets do not contain the Node software, but instead connect to a remote node to confirm that the transaction is completed. This is called an SPV, or Simple Payment Verification Wallet. An attacker could create a less secure digital asset and trick people into buying it. If an attacker can trick investors into using his digital asset as cash, it could prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash, a unit of account. Safety features. If a digital asset is less secure than Bitcoin, it is also less suitable as cash. Eventually, this reality will be understood by investors and they will abandon the less secure coin. Many members of the Bitcoin community are technically literate and obsessed by the technology and the incentive structure that makes Bitcoin secure. No criminal organizations in the world have been successful at keeping security flaws a secret. Digital assets contain the greatest rewards for identifying security flaws. Security researchers and hackers are highly incentivized to find every security flaw that exists. Effort spent on promoting flawed digital assets is most effective when targeting people that are new to the technology because existing members of the community are more difficult to deceive. The net effect of this attack is to educate people of the value of Bitcoin. Past attacks. Ethereum has no maximum limit of Ether and no built-in difficulty adjustment. A GitHub.com link to the Ethereum white paper. Ripple does not use proof of work and requires trusted validators. Ripple.com consensus white paper. Bitcoin Cash removed the block size safety feature. Again, bitcoincash.org. Litecoin removed the cutting edge chip design safety feature. Litecoin.info. No impact to adoption. Although the market cap falsely indicates otherwise, Bitcoin adoption has not been slowed by past attacks and likely has been accelerated. An attacker could create a more secure digital asset so that investors will abandon Bitcoin. If an attacker could create a more secure digital asset, investors would abandon Bitcoin and adopt this new asset as cash. Safety features. The vast majority of cryptography experts are working on Bitcoin. As an open source project, Bitcoin is able to incorporate any advances discovered in other projects. Digital assets benefit from network effects for adoption. A new digital asset would be starting at a great disadvantage in this regard. Cryptocurrencies require proof of work to secure the network. Bitcoin has the greatest amount of work by several orders of magnitude. if a new digital asset is more secure and honors past Bitcoin transactions, it would be an upgrade to Bitcoin, not a competitor of Bitcoin. Past attacks. This attack would result in improved Bitcoin security. It is not really an attack when properly understood. No impact on adoption. This attack would result in improved Bitcoin security, and again, is not really an attack when properly understood. An attacker could mine invalid Bitcoin blocks to remove a safety feature from Bitcoin. If an attacker could make the network accept blocks that don't include a safety feature, he would have effectively removed that safety feature. The safety feature. The Bitcoin network enforces the rules that include safety features on every Bitcoin node, miner, and wallet. As a result, blocks mined without the safety feature will simply be ignored by the Bitcoin network. Past attacks. SegWit2x, Medium.com article by Jimmy Song, SegWit2x, what you need to know about the 2 megabyte hard fork. No impact on adoption. This attack is not effective, but it could be used to support a misinformation campaign, a fork to remove a safety feature, or a new digital asset that is missing that safety feature. An attacker could deceive a Bitcoin node into thinking a transaction did or did not get confirmed. Because Bitcoin nodes accept information from any other computer running the Bitcoin node software, it is possible to provide a node or a group of nodes false information about the current state of a transaction. Safety features. Bitcoin nodes form a peer-to-peer network and obtain copies of transactions from multiple nodes. An attacker would need to prevent a node from communicating with all innocent nodes in order for this attack to be successful. In order to provide a set of false transactions that appear valid, the attacker would need to perform the proof of work required by the current network difficulty, making this attack very expensive. As soon as a node discovers that a longer blockchain exists with valid transactions, it immediately accepts this new set of transactions as correct and disregards its previous set of transactions. Satellite connections allow nodes to download a copy of the blockchain even if they are using an internet connection that keeps them ignorant of a longer valid chain of transactions. If a node owner is concerned he may be the victim of a network split attack, he could wait until he receives physical media containing the longest blockchain from another physical location. Absolute censorship is difficult for a short period of time and nearly impossible for a longer period of time, as evidenced by the Chinese government's serious yet ineffective efforts to censor the internet. In many ways, this is not an attack on Bitcoin directly, but an attack on the internet itself. Building a secure internet is becoming more and more important, and there are several efforts underway to accomplish this goal. As Bitcoin and other digital assets become more important, the motivation to create a secure internet will also grow. In order to make this attack more cost-effective, more nodes would need to be deceived at the same time. However, the more nodes are deceived into trusting an invalid chain of transactions, the more likely it becomes that the victims are aware of the attack and stop trusting their node software. An attacker could deceive a Bitcoin partial node, an SPV client, into thinking a transaction did or did not get confirmed by the Bitcoin network. In some cases, such as operating on a mobile phone, the Bitcoin client software can't perform the full validation of Bitcoin transaction history. To the degree that the client does not perform complete validation, safety features are discarded. Bitcoin client software that doesn't perform complete validation of the Bitcoin transaction history often connects to another computer that it trusts to perform this validation on its behalf. While this is not ideal, because an attacker could pretend to be this trusted computer, it does provide greater security than outright skipping validation. The Bitcoin community encourages users to run a full node, especially when acting as a merchant or accepting large amounts of Bitcoin from untrusted parties. In order for this vulnerability to affect Bitcoin as a whole, attacks would need to become systemic, and this would likely result in the awareness required to encourage full nodes. A side note here, as of February 2019, there is a new feature coming to Bitcoin that is getting very close to the end of its development cycle called Neutrino that will significantly increase the security of the SPV clients, the light clients for things as such as mobile phones. And as part of increasing that security, it increases privacy. So where a current SPV client is asking a trusted computer for specific addresses and specific wallet balances, with Neutrino, those clients are asking for full Bitcoin blocks that has the information that they are looking for in them. An analogy to explain this would be similar to Google Maps. Currently, when you are requesting a specific street address or building address from Google, you are giving all of that explicit information to Google, and they are giving you back the data, the address, and the images related to it. And therefore, they could edit or cater that information specific to the user and give one user correct information and another user incorrect information. Whereas with something like Neutrino, it would be similar to requesting from Google the entire county map. So you actually download the entire county and then find the specific street address and building that you're looking for, and Google, as the trusted computer, does not know exactly what data you're looking for and makes it much more difficult for them to cater or edit it to a specific user and to cheat someone. This is not fully deployed yet, but it does apply to this specific type of attack, so I felt it was worth mentioning. An attacker could introduce security flaws into Bitcoin mining hardware in order to break the security of Bitcoin. If an attacker included a backdoor into mining hardware before it was shipped to the buyer, he could gain control of the majority of the Bitcoin computing power. Safety features. The Bitcoin network is not affected by the specific owners of mining hardware. The attacker would be as legitimate a Bitcoin miner as the previous owners before control of the hardware was stolen. As the new owner of Bitcoin hardware, he would be equally as incentivized to use these resources to secure the Bitcoin network as the rightful owners. Once the physical owners of hardware discovered the hardware was not behaving according to their wishes, they would remove the security flaw. Past attacks. Bitmain, the most popular mining hardware manufacturer, included a backdoor into their hardware. A link here to antbleed.com. No impact to adoption. Even if successful, this attack would probably have no effect on the actual Bitcoin network. 3. Human threats. Bitcoin can be attacked by attacking the humans that support the Bitcoin software as network operators, investors, merchants, developers, or hardware manufacturers. Network operators. People that run the software needed to support Bitcoin can be attacked. An attacker could threaten to harm an individual or group that is mining Bitcoin. Bitcoin mining is a critical part of the Bitcoin network. Without functioning mining software, no new Bitcoin transactions could be trusted. Safety features. Bitcoin mining can be done anonymously. In the most extreme case, a Bitcoin miner could obtain new transactions and distribute discovered blocks via SneakerNet. Before this extreme, however, Bitcoin miners could use anonymizing technology such as VPNs or the Tor network. Bitcoin mining is decentralized. No single person controls all of the Bitcoin mining computer power, and Bitcoin mining equipment is distributed across the globe. Even if a large miner was intimidated into action, there is little damage he could do to the Bitcoin network. Double spending is not cost-effective. delaying specific transactions would have limited effect, and he could not create invalid bitcoins or steal bitcoins. An attacker that intimidates a miner has effectively stolen the mining equipment and would be best served by mining bitcoins for profit and securing the network. No impact to adoption. Although the attack is possible, it's unlikely it would succeed in disrupting the Bitcoin network for any significant period of time. An attacker could threaten to harm node individuals or groups running a Bitcoin node. Bitcoin nodes are critical to the Bitcoin network. Without a network of functioning nodes, new transactions could not be relayed. Safety features. Nodes simply validate and relay transactions. Even if a node operator was intimidated into action, he could at most slightly delay the relay of traffic and deceive any partial nodes that trusted him to validate transactions. Not a best practice for significant transactions. Nodes can be operated anonymously. In the most extreme example, node operators could run software on computers not owned by them. Nodes could download all new transactions using satellite connections and transmit new transactions hidden inside pictures and using burner phones. Nodes could use anonymizing technology, such as VPNs or the Tor network, to hide their physical location. Peer-to-peer networks, such as BitTorrent and Bitcoin, have proven extremely difficult, if not impossible, to shut down. This is in spite of the fact that well-funded industries and governments have attempted to shut them down in the past. No impact to adoption. Although the attack is possible, it is unlikely that it would succeed in disrupting the Bitcoin network for any significant period of time. Investors. Without investors, Bitcoin would have no market value and be unsuitable as cash. An attacker could extort the private keys from an investor. An attacker could threaten to harm a Bitcoin investor unless he hands over the private keys to his Bitcoin holdings. Safety features. Many Bitcoin investors are anonymous, making extortion difficult. Bitcoin investors have unknown balances, making extorting all of the Bitcoin held by an investor also difficult. Even if this became a common problem for Bitcoin investors, it would not be a threat to Bitcoin becoming money unless it was easier to extort a Bitcoin investor than an investor in government money. Many Bitcoin wallets make it easy to create false Bitcoin balances, making it appear that they have been emptied by an attacker when Bitcoin holdings remain. Public advocates of Bitcoin are often careful to own only a small amount of Bitcoin because they are security experts and very aware of this threat. Bitcoin allows multi-signature addresses that would require an attacker to extort multiple people simultaneously in order to steal Bitcoin. Criminal organizations are comprised of acting individuals. Senior decision makers would gain greater personal benefits by becoming investors in Bitcoin than attempting to prop up its organization's competing cash. No impact to adoption. While the threat to an individual investor may be high, Bitcoin offers more investor security than the assets it competes with, so it is unlikely that extorted private keys will prevent Bitcoin from becoming money. An attacker could deceive investors regarding the utility of Bitcoin. If investors were tricked into believing Bitcoin is less useful as money than another asset, they would sell. If this could be achieved at sufficient scale, Bitcoin would not become cash. Safety features. To the extent that this attack is only partially successful, it would inoculate investors to future deception. This attack would be impossible to maintain for a long period of time. Access to information has been increasing at a rapid rate for the last 50 years, and it seems unlikely this trend will reverse. Past attacks. False story that the Bitcoin network was hacked. A Wired.com article about a Bitcoin exchange getting hacked. A false story that Bitcoin can't become cash because of its limited supply. the Atlantic.com article, Why Bitcoin Will Never Be a Currency in Two Charts. A false story that Bitcoin can't become cash because its price is currently volatile. A Business Insider article, Goldman completely debunks all the arguments for Bitcoin. And the head of JP Morgan says Bitcoin is a fraud and can be shut down by governments. A Bloomberg.com article about comments from JP Morgan's CEO. No impact to adoption. In spite of the fact that these attacks have been constant and well-funded, Bitcoin adoption has been rapid and has arguably been faster than the technical advancements needed for Bitcoin to become cash. An attacker could threaten to harm Bitcoin investors if they don't sell or hand over their Bitcoin. This is a duplicate of the threat an attacker could extort the private keys from an investor. Using the threat of violence to force someone to hand over their private keys is essentially the same attack. The only difference is that this attack may more likely be attempted by large criminal organizations that have violent control over a population within a specific geography, whereas the other attack may more likely be attempted by individual criminals or smaller criminal organizations. But the safety features and technical nature of the attack is identical. An attacker could threaten to harm anyone that attempts to buy or sell Bitcoin. If an attacker can make it impossible to buy or sell Bitcoin, he wouldn't have to force existing investors to sell or hand over their Bitcoin because an asset that can't be sold can't become money. Safety features. As more of the world's savings moves into digital assets, this becomes a more difficult attack because digital assets can more easily be exchanged for one another anonymously. It is possible to buy and sell Bitcoin anonymously through decentralized exchanges. In these exchanges, the buyer can send cash through the mail, and the seller can send Bitcoin after the payment is received. The buyer relies on the reputation of the seller, including the number of previously successful sales, to avoid being ripped off. Millions of dollars in these types of Bitcoin transactions are executed daily at the time of this writing. As the threat of violence in commerce becomes a greater issue, the utility of Bitcoin becomes more obvious. This could backfire on the attacker and accelerate the move from assets such as physical cash, bank account balances, centrally controlled stocks and bonds, and precious metals into Bitcoin because it is more difficult to steal. As the number of people that own Bitcoin increases, the more a given population would resist this attack. Some assets are more valuable specifically because they represent rebellion or resistance to the threat of violence. This could increase interest in Bitcoin in areas where it is prohibited by a corrupt government or other criminal organization. No impact to adoption. Even the announcement that China, previously thought to be one of the most important regions for Bitcoin, will ban all Bitcoin transactions merely caused transactions to move to decentralized exchanges. Past attacks. China bans Bitcoin exchanges. The Verge.com article about Chinese regulators and their ban on Bitcoin. Bitcoin merchants. In order for Bitcoin to become electronic cash, including a unit of account, merchants that sell goods or services must accept Bitcoin for payment. If an attacker can prevent merchants from accepting Bitcoin, he would prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash. An attacker could threaten to harm anyone accepting Bitcoin as payment. An attacker could threaten merchants with direct violence, or they could tell merchants that they must perform free labor or pay money if they accept Bitcoin in order to prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash, including the unit of account. Safety features. Bitcoin transactions, like paper cash transactions, are difficult for governments to tax. This provides significant financial incentive for merchants to accept Bitcoin secretly and to provide a regular price and a Bitcoin or cash price. In the USA, this cash price is often 20 to 30% lower because sales tax, income tax, and payroll taxes to the business owner can easily exceed 60%. This means that the merchant is paid an additional 30% as compensation for the risk involved in making a secret transaction. attackers are aware that as they increase the cost of in-the-open transactions, they increase the benefits of secret transactions. This makes these type of attacks risky, as they could result in the loss of existing avenues of extortion. Medium risk. Although it is unlikely this attack could prevent Bitcoin from becoming cash, it could possibly slow adoption. Past attacks. U.S. government requires capital gain tax calculation on every $1 cup of coffee transaction. The Balance.com article linked on how Bitcoins are taxed. Bitcoin developers. Bitcoin developers are critical for the continued improvement of Bitcoin software. Without Bitcoin developers, the Bitcoin code would not be improved and could become unusable if vulnerabilities are discovered in the future and not repaired. An attacker could threaten to harm anyone contributing to Bitcoin software. If an attacker could convince developers that contributing to Bitcoin is likely to result in their death or kidnapping, it is possible that Bitcoin would fail to become cash. Safety features. Bitcoin development can be done anonymously. In fact, the original white paper author and first Bitcoin developer, known as Satoshi Nakamoto, has an identity that remains unknown. Bitcoin is the result of over 30 years of research and development by the cypherpunk community. This community has included the very best software security researchers and cryptographers that have invested the most basic building block of internet and computer security, public key cryptography. If any group could operate anonymously and effectively, it would be this exact community. If a security researcher that is part of a criminal organization discovered a way to significantly improve Bitcoin, the best way to profit from this knowledge would be to purchase a large amount of Bitcoin on margin and anonymously publish the code. The market price of Bitcoin would increase, and he would make a large amount of money. In this way, even well-funded organizations that wish to destroy Bitcoin development could likely end up funding improvements through reverse corruption. There are a large and growing number of Bitcoin developers. Past attacks. Satoshi stopped contributing to Bitcoin out of fear of harm. A link to a BitcoinTalk.org discussion about how Satoshi left shortly after Gavin Andreessen, another contributor, had been spoken with and contacted by the CIA. Tim May left the Cypherpunk mailing list out of fear of the U.S. government after 9/11, and a YouTube video showing a discussion about this choice. No impact to adoption. Given the roots of the Bitcoin development community, it is unlikely this attack would be successful. An attacker could bribe or extort a Bitcoin developer into introducing a security flaw into Bitcoin. If an attacker could get flawed code into the next version of Bitcoin, he could destroy the features of Bitcoin that make it useful as money. Safety features. Bitcoin code is reviewed by hundreds of software security experts before any change is introduced. It would be very hard to construct a change that contained a security flaw that would not be noticed by the Bitcoin community at large. The Bitcoin community is very risk-averse. It is aware that the success of Bitcoin would result in the destruction or at least a drastic reduction in funding of many monopolies and other criminal organizations. As a result, it is hyper-vigilant regarding code changes. Sidechains will allow new features to be tested with millions or billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin before exposing all of Bitcoin to the risk associated with any new feature or change. As more money is available for an attacker without being a threat to the core Bitcoin network, the more unlikely it is that a flaw will remain undiscovered until it is implemented in Bitcoin. A Bitcoin developer will only have one chance to introduce a flaw if he is caught, as his credibility will be destroyed. Past attacks. Mike Hearn attempts to remove the block limit safety feature. blog.plan99.net link to, quote, the resolution of the Bitcoin experiment. Gavin Andreessen attempts to remove the block limit safety feature. a CoinGecko.com article about Gavin Andreessen's unlimited block size. No impact to adoption. Although it appears this attack has been attempted more than once in recent years, no security flaws have been introduced to Bitcoin. Bitcoin hardware manufacturers. Bitcoin hardware manufacturers produce hardware for mining. This mining hardware is critical for confirming Bitcoin transactions. An attacker could threaten to harm Bitcoin mining hardware manufacturers if they sell to the public. If cutting-edge Bitcoin mining hardware was no longer available, it would make confirming transactions less secure. This could reduce the security of Bitcoin enough to prevent it from becoming cash. Safety features. Mining hardware makes confirming transactions more efficient, but this action may motivate the Bitcoin community enough to overcompensate for the loss of efficiency using less efficient hardware. There are currently more than one mining hardware manufacturer based in more than one geographic region, and it seems likely that more competition in the mining hardware space will result in more manufacturers over time. This would make this attack more difficult over time. A side note here, this is true. Both mining hardware owner distribution, like where it is geographically, as well as manufacturer distribution, have increasingly become more and more decentralized as the market has matured, particularly in the 2 years since this paper was written as of February 2019. As the amount of computing power decreases on the network, the rewards for operating mining hardware increases. If this attack was executed, it would make Bitcoin mining more profitable and would attract additional manufacturers and mining operators. Past attacks. No past attacks have been disclosed. No impact on adoption. It is unlikely this attack would significantly slow adoption. And this concludes the Bitcoin Threat Model by J.W. Weatherman, read by myself, Guy Swan, host of the Crypto Economy Podcast. If you were interested in learning basically everything you could possibly know about the Bitcoin and crypto economy ecosystem, CryptoEconomy.life and the Crypto Economy Podcast are where you want to be. I read and discuss works from tons of different authors on understanding Bitcoin and Lightning and the ongoing development and the debates and the implications, where it's powerful, where its vulnerabilities are, just the entire scope of anything and everything you could want to know about Bitcoin and related technologies over at the Crypto Economy Podcast, which you can find at cryptoeconomy.life. I hope to catch you guys up there, and until next time, take it easy.